remember last time, Julia Fairholm agreed to marry Tsar Karl Morganovich and thereby become Empress of Russia. Now, 2 weeks later, the wedding ceremony is about to be concluded as we hear the Justice of the Peace say...
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Oh, Julia.
Just a minute, Karl. I want to talk to the Justice of the Peace for a moment. Sir?
Yes, Your Highness?
Are there any community property laws here in Russia?
Why, yes, Your Highness.
Good. Then, Karl, I want a divorce.
What?
And the communities I want are Yugoslavia, Romania, Poland, Hungary, and everything west of the Urals.
Your Highness, may I say something here?
Yes. What is it?
Begging Your Highness' pardon, but under Russian law, the Tsar and Empress aren't permitted to get a divorce.
Why not?
Well, it'd give the country a bad name.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading something about that in the guidebook.
Well, in that case, come on, Julia. Let's get going. We'll be late for our honeymoon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karl. I'd love to go, but I have a date tonight.
Oh. Well, some other time, perhaps.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we'll hear King Carl say...
Gosh, all alone again tonight. I think I'll go to a foreign film. Oh, good. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is playing at the Leningrad?